Mark chapter 6, verses 45 and 46. Jesus alone. Now here is another of these discourses which serve as a very big challenge to myself. I'm not preaching this because I've attained to it. I know I want to attain to it. I know this is the way of the true believer, the pattern set by our Lord Jesus Christ here. And although I know something of it, oh, that I might know more, let me explain what I mean. Mark chapter 6, verses 45 to 46. Jesus alone. Jesus alone. Now, we have seen Christ now. In the previous discourses we've been looking at it, we've seen him so heavily engaged in activity. You remember John the Baptist has been executed. And this has had a very striking effect, naturally, upon our Lord Jesus Christ. He is a real man. He's been preaching. He's tried to escape from the cloud for rest. He needed some rest. He's had the disciples bubbling over with all their activity. But as he's tried to escape from the crowd have followed him. And he spent time teaching them. He's been moved with compassion toward them. Well, all this is, he's a real man, you understand. All this is sucking energy and resource out of him. I don't know how to describe it. I don't want to say things wrong about the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, but he is a real man, and he's feeling this. He's been teaching them. He fed them with this miracle and so on. But at last, he must have rest. And so this is what we read here. Immediately, verse 45, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat, and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida while he dismissed the crowd. And this is the point. After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray. Jesus alone, Mark 6, 45 and 46. You see the pressure within Christ, the desire within Christ, the need within Christ. I hope I'm using the right words, to be alone with his Father. I notice the words immediately, verse 45, made, verse 45, dismissed, verse 45. He takes this grip here to get alone with his Father. He has to recuperate. He has to be recreated, as it were. He has to be re-energized. And the only way this can be is to be in the presence of his Father alone. Now I say, I know something of this, but only something. Oh, that I knew it more. I tell you this as a preacher. To stand in a pulpit or on a dais is easy work compared to this. To be active, to be busy, to be public is so easy. It's to be private, to be quiet, to be waiting upon God, resting upon God. He had to get this lonely spot. He climbed a hillside to get it. He's taking his own medicine, Matthew 6, 6. When you pray, he said, don't do it in public. That's what the Pharisees do. Don't say, look how good I'm praying, how wonderfully I am. Go into your own room, the closet, the old King James Version. Go into the closet, close the door, shut it. And your Father who sees in secret what I am in secret, whether literally or spiritually on my knees, is what I am before God. Public is easy. Activity is easy compared to this. But this is the vital part. What a man is in secret is what he is. A man's life does not consist in the amount of activity he goes to. A man's life does not consist in the number of services he takes or attends. The man's life does not consist, nor a woman's life, a believer's life, does not consist in activity. It's being alone with God. I know it's a simple lesson, easy to grasp and understand. It's really clear. Jesus wanted to be alone with his Father. But it's the doing of it, isn't it? Is it a word to you, believer? It is a word to me. You know something of it? Good. Oh, that we might know it more, to rest in God. But you know there's a word for the unbeliever here. If I can get believers interested in salvation, the first thing that they say is, how can I do something to earn it? You can't do anything. Give up your doing. Come unto me, says Christ, and rest in me. I will give you rest. I will give you peace. William Gadsby, wrote a hymn on this subject, and I'll quote two verses from it. It speaks to me as a believer. I hope it speaks to you as an unbeliever too, if you're an unbeliever. If you're a believer, I hope it speaks to you. Oh, what a rest is Christ to me! How precious and how true! From guilt and sin he sets me free and gives me glory too. I have, I want, no rest beside. Here's all my God can give. Here would I constantly abide. And every moment, not just services, meetings, activity, doing things, but every moment live. May we know this, brother and sister. And dear unbeliever, would you not give up your trying and rest in Jesus Christ alone and be saved from your sin?